Medical doctors are under a lot of financial pressures these days, which is leading many of them to take jobs with large hospitals and medical practices. Last year, only 17% of doctors were in solo practice. But in rural Virginia, one doctor is bucking the trend with a surprising new source of revenue. From member station WVTF, Sandy Hausman reports.
Oh, you got a little cough, don't you, sweetie?
Rob Marsh has a medical practice in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley. He likes the freedom to open his office at night if a patient gets sick. He wants to make house calls, and he needs to pay a staff that has grown from 2 to 23.
You also have to face reality. You got to make budget and make payroll.
But many people in this area lack insurance, so Marsh decided to add a new group of patients. About 20,000 truckers pass through Raphine, Virginia every day, and the owner of White's Truck Stop wanted Marsh to open an office there. At first, the busy country doctor refused.
But then as I talked to him more and I looked at it, I realized this may be a good source of additional income for us. So if I don't want to charge somebody else, I can do that from doing physicals on truck drivers.
So Marsh remodeled a one-story brick building next to White's Truck Stop.
There are like five or six truck stops in the nation that have a medical care. I went to two of them. They were trailers that were parked at a truck stop. I wanted to establish a practice that you would be proud to go to if you were a professional.
Truckers like 44-year-old Christopher Sims of Blountsville, Alabama, love the convenience. He's had a virus for several days, but he's got a delivery to make. And when you're driving a big rig loaded with new cars, you can't pull into the parking lot of a local urgent care.
Been sick for 3 days, so I said, hey, I'm going to stop and check it out, you know.
Fortunately, Marsh accepts walk-ins who complain of backaches from sitting long hours behind the wheel, injuries suffered while hooking trucks to cabs, and headaches caused by endless traffic jams. Marsh says today's trucker is more health-conscious than in decades past, but driving is sedentary, stressful work.
What do you do for exercise?
I don't. Exercise will make your heart work more efficiently, so it won't have to beat as many times. You don't need a treadmill. You don't need to run. Running's hard on your joints. Mm-hmm. Plain old walking.
Some patients should be monitored for ongoing medical problems or a risk of recurrence. Sims, for example, was once diagnosed with lymphoma.
I was told I had 2 to 3 months to live 13 years ago, and I told him I'd beat it, and I did. So here I am.
Now that he's found Dr. Marsh, Sims says he might make this a regular stop. And Marsh says there are others who consider him their family doctor.
There is a significant percentage of truck drivers, I've heard anywhere from 15-20%, that the truck is their home. So they don't have a home doctor, and we're becoming that. They know that they come through this truck stop once a week or twice a month or whatever, and that we'll be here for them.
And office manager Linda Helmick says she and other support staff are happy to treat these ailing road warriors.
They're always very nice. You ask them where they come from, and they're always very excited to talk to someone because I know that's a lonely job. It's enjoyable because, like I say, they're not at home with their families.
Sims gets some medication and is back on the road, hoping to make Silver Spring, Maryland this very afternoon. And the next time he comes in for medical care, he'll find another service to keep him in good health. The truck stop plans to add a full-service pharmacy. For NPR News, I'm Sandy Hausman.